The soundtrack to your life.
It's a real treat to have Callum Beattie join us live in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, actually, yeah.
Good, good. Now, I've heard on the grapevine, well, I asked you the question and you answered it, that this is probably your 16th interview on the radio, so...
Yeah, in the past, like, 2 or 3 days, yeah.
Yeah.
We started off in Glasgow, up north, and we've got in the car and travelled all the way through Newcastle down to here, so, yeah, it's been a long 3 days, but great fun.
Yeah. Well, imagine it is, you get to see different places from a car window, whizzing past.
It is amazing to see so many cities and the one island, so, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you're doing the tour, obviously the radio tour, because you've got a new single out.
Absolutely.
Which we're going to play a little bit later. And there was also talk about Berlin and a forthcoming album. Can I ask why Berlin?
Well, it's quite a long story, but I split up with my ex-girlfriend of 10 years, and to get my mind off things, I wanted to go somewhere I'd never been before, so I took my bag of clothes, my guitar, and I took a flight to Berlin, and I was there, I got a hostel for 3 weeks, and then I ended up living with 3 Buddhists for 6 months, and that's where I wrote all these new songs and started recording them.
Is it true that you'd had songs already for your album, but this experience and going to Berlin, it kind of changed things for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I had a lot of songs already recorded, but, you know, I was writing new ones all the time, and I think like any songwriter, once you write a new song, you feel like it's your best one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I put my focus into the new songs, and, you know, maybe I can dig back into the older ones in the future, but, yeah.
But this is the stuff that you think is
this is the stuff I like the most. Yeah.
Well, listening to the new single, I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah, thank you.
I hadn't heard the other stuff, so I can't compare it to. But I have to say, no, once we got it, once it was sent to us, thought absolutely brilliant. Love
Cheers.
It.
Kind of
looking forward to playing that a little bit later. Now, is it true that you when you were recording the album, you were in a, is it an old World War II listening station or something?
Yeah. I met this German producer at an open mic night called David Jurgens, and he does a lot of sort of German pop music and Scandinavian pop, and he invited me to his studio, which was in this amazing sort of abandoned building, and it was a listening station for planes in World War II coming over, so they'd be listening to our pilots seeing where they were going, you know.
Yeah, wow.
Spying.
Yeah, it's still in the old equipment in there.
It's got a lot of older stuff in there still, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, talk about atmosphere. That must be a great place to sing and record.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was pretty scary in the winter. It was so dark with no lights, but yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. So you went to Berlin in the winter?
Yeah.
I think most people say you go in the summer.
Well, I was there in the summer all the way through to winter. So.
Right, so you've spent quite a bit of time over there.
Yeah, about 6 months, yeah.
You learn German?
Yeah.
Enough to get by, definitely.
Yeah.
Enough to get by and maybe order a pint.
Ich bin ein Bier bitte. No, ein Bier bitte.
Perfect. So, I can't argue.
I am
that.
A beer, please. That's what I said.
I thought so. I was sure that's what you said. Yeah. The only thing I remember from my German was wie komme ich am besten zum Rathaus bitte, which is can you tell me the way to the town hall?
To the town hall,
which is completely useless. There's absolutely no point. But it's the one thing that I managed to pick up. Now there is a question I want to ask. While you were in Berlin, well, you see, Callum has dark hair. You know this because you've seen him online and what have you, and on TV, but he dyed his hair white in Berlin.
Yeah.
Was it because it was winter?
No, I think I was just having a bit of a bohemian moment, and I decided I'm going to buy lots of hippie clothes and I'm going to dye my hair white.
Okay. It could have been worse. You could have shaved your head.
Yeah, I was having a David Bowie sort of moment.
Well, you've got to. If you're in Berlin, that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Absolutely,
absolutely. We're going to catch up with Callum very soon. He's going to perform for us live in the studio. We'll also be playing his brand new single. Callum Beattie is with us. Have you finished your cup of tea? Are you sorted?
It's almost finished, yeah.
That's good. Are you okay to perform?
I am ready to go.
Perfect. Now, this song is from the new album.
It's from the new album. It's not out yet, so you're getting a little cheeky preview. And, it's about the breakup of one day you feel like the weight of the world's off your shoulders, and the next again day you're kind of missing them, and everything tastes and smells awful.
Nice song, then.
Here we go.
Yeah,
it's go called for Without it. You.
Without you. Easy come, easy go, your song on my stereo. Little high, little low, I was sad to see you go. Never mind, I'll be fine, plenty nice girls next in line. Feeling rough, acting tough, I'm no good at breaking up. I can't turn my mind off, I think I'm still under. Been crying like thunder. Without you, everything is beautiful. Without you, everything tastes terrible. Without you, my head's a mess. The next day I'm back to my best, yeah. And without you, I just won't do. People come, people go. My life's like the Truman Show. Feel the shame, I'm to blame. Guilt is my new middle name. Stuck in my head, stay in bed. I don't feel like getting dressed. Broke your heart, perfect start. Well done, scumbag, that was smart. And without you, I'm a shoot without a view, a crossword without a clue. I'm a bird without a song, a president without a bomb. I'm a house without a street, a drum machine without a beat. I'm a waste of space and time, a fugitive without a crime. You keep the flat, I'll take the cat, I'm walking. You keep my cash and all the trash you're talking. Watch the flowers and the hours dying, 'cause I'm done trying. And without you, everything is beautiful. Without you, everything tastes terrible. Without you, my head's a mess. The next day I'm back to my best, yeah. Without a shoe, a crossword without a clue. I'm a bird without a song, a president without a bomb. I'm a house without a street, a drum machine without a beat. And without you, I just won't do.
Love that. Absolutely love that. Was fantastic. I think anyone that can get Truman Show into a song, I love that as well. I'll take the cat, you have the flat.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that. Absolutely love it. That is brilliant. And that's on the new album.
That's going to be on the new album, yeah.
Fantastic. We'll also hear Callum's new single. Callum is still with us. Callum Beattie, I am totally milking the opportunity of having you in the studio and keeping you going. I'm just going to ask you this. Just going to ask you this because I know you've got to go off and do some other things. But one of the questions I wanted to ask, because obviously we've talked about sort of up to date, but how was it you actually got started?
How I got started? Well, my dad brought me up when I was pretty young, and it was just the two of us living in the house, and he had a cupboard of records that, from Elton John to Rod Stewart, and I became obsessed with the songwriters. Mm. So I started writing my own songs. And soon after, I got my first job was pushing trolleys in a supermarket. So I used the Hi-Vis jacket to sneak into festivals, knock on rock stars' dressing rooms, and hand my demo in to see if they can help me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I sneaked into like Tea in the Park, and I was hanging out with the Kings of Leon and stuff with my just pretending I was security. And then I remember I fell asleep backstage, and when I woke up, R.E.M. were playing at on the main stage headlining. So I just walked up to the side, I waited for an instrumental, and I ran on and joined them for a backing vocal of about 3 seconds. So effectively I played to 60,000 people.
Fantastic.
And headlined Tea in the Park, but
3 seconds at Tea in the Park is 3 more seconds than I've done in any festival.
Belly.
So that in itself is absolutely fantastic. I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, you talked about your dad, and I love this story. Apparently, he offered a choice for a holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was it camping in Tenerife?
Yeah, yeah. He said to me, I was about 12 or 13, and he said, look, I don't have much money, but we can go to Tenerife and camp, he says, for a week, or we can jump in the car, sleep in the car, go down to the south of England, travel through all the lovely wee towns, and go to as many gigs and concerts as we can on the way back up the road. And so we did that, and we slept in the car at service stations. And my first gig he took me to was Roger Waters from Pink Floyd at Hyde Park. Mm. And it was then I sort of looked and said, okay, this is what I want to do in my life. And it was amazing to think, well, last year, I think it was, I was supporting the Killers at that very Hyde Park. So it was pretty amazing to sort of go for that, to, you know, come back and play it.
Absolutely. But I mean, to be honest, it sounds like to me music's been in your blood ever since you were about this big.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Well, we're going to play your new single.
Oh,
it's called Connection. It is a fantastic track, and good luck with that. Good luck with the album. Single's out, isn't it? Did it come out 29th of March? Right in saying that.
Yeah.
So it's out now. But we are going to play it, and good luck with everything. Keep us posted on what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been really lovely to talk to you.
Oh, and yourself, thank you.
This is brand new from Callum Beattie.
Send me a signal, let's make the connection. Every breath that you take gets my bones to vibrate. Think you've got my attention. Draw me a map to your body and I'll show you the way. If we lose a road back, well, if you're cool with that, then let's make us some waves. The sun's going down, we can find Rainbow Town. Yeah, just one kiss from here. You got me inside out, upside down. Yeah, with the signals you're sending. You got me upside down, inside out. What a connection. We got a connection. We got a connection. Something, I don't know what it is, but I can feel it working. You give me something, give me something. I don't know what it is, but it feels so good. I'm hurting inside out, upside down. Yeah, with the signals you're sending, you got me upside down, inside out. What a connection! We got a connection. You got me.
Soundtrack to your life.
Esher's Silk 106.9. 6.9.